You're here, and I am so thankful you are here. Not only because I love pouring into you each week, lifting you up, equipping and empowering you as you pursue the goals and desires on your heart, you know, the thing in this world that you absolutely have to do, but because this episode in particular is super special. It is my intention for this to be as impactful as a podcast episode can be. And for this to be the best thing you have listened to all week. That is my intention, and you can be the judge of that. If you're new around here, I'm your host, self-worth and confidence coach for big dreamers and high achievers, Chelsea Childers. And as tempting as it is to go into telling you how I like long walks on the beach, am a lover of sunsets, and am known to break out into a kitchen dance party at literally any moment, what is really on my heart is to ask you, can we be ourselves, our true selves, who we are in our core, not who people think we are, but who we truly are? How can we be ourselves if we don't see ourselves? Let's stay here for a minute. Let's get into it. Why do we want to be ourselves, our essence, the best and truest versions of ourselves? What's in it for you to get to be that version of yourself? What do you get out of it? What would life be like for you by becoming the most aligned, confident, satisfied, fulfilled, and at peace version of you? I know these are deep questions, and that's kind of the point here. Why are you on this journey to being that man or woman you want to be? What are you hoping to get from it? You could pick any journey you want, and you are choosing to do the thing most people in this world don't do. Which doesn't surprise me because you are the type of person who does things differently. You think outside of the box. You crave paving your own path and lighting the world on fire with your magnificence. So it doesn't surprise me that you are on this journey, but I'm asking you why. I'm challenging you to dig deeper within yourself, to ask yourself, why do you want to see yourself? Why do you want to be the most confident, aligned, at peace version of yourself? Let me share with you what being myself has done for me, and then I'll tell you where I'm going with this. For me, fully embarking on this journey to be the most aligned, lit up, satisfied version of myself is my edge. I now realize that. 7 years into this journey, I see that. It is my inherent power. It is the key to not only fulfilling my dream of making a ginormous impact on big dreamers, it is the key to walking into a room and being myself no matter who is in the room, no matter what their opinion is of me, what they say or what they do, no matter what. It's about walking into the room and being me. Being myself is the key to showing up every single day the way I desire to and not be affected by my son's bad mood, for example, the quote unquote negative thoughts that are spinning in my head, or the light that took forever to turn green this morning. It's the key to not having a war going on inside of me, for life to not look one way on the outside, yet feel completely different than the sparkly exterior. That's where I once was. It's also the key to not feeling that immense pressure I used to feel of living up to people's expectations of me or what I thought their expectations were for me. I could literally go on and on and on. But in me breaking down these examples, being myself and being yourself really is the key to having and doing everything we want in life. But what I'm getting at is how can we be ourselves if we don't see ourselves? For instance, we aren't taught that the key is inside of us. We're taught to look outside of ourselves. We're taught to chase our dream, go after it, no excuses, work hard, hustle harder, set goals, make lists, and just do it. Action, action, action. Grind, grind, grind. If you want something, go get it, make it happen. It's up to you. And yes, there is a whole lot of action, right, that takes place, but it's from this place of alignment. There is another way that doesn't involve so much striving, forcing, controlling, exerting, and manipulating. Another reason we can't see ourselves is something I talked about when I appeared on the Donna Drake talk show a couple of months ago in New York. And I'm going to play a clip of that for you. And then we'll pick back up with this deep yet amazing conversation that we're having. So here's the clip.
Joining us now is Charlesy, and we're going to be talking about confidence. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So we're talking about the journey of self-worth and confidence. You know, what is it about us that somehow gets pushed down that we want to like release ourselves of that burden?
Yes, absolutely. It's our conditioning, okay. Our programming, how life shapes us to be the people that we are in order to be as successful in this world as we can be. However, a lot of times that is incongruent with who we really are and who we're meant to be. So it's a journey of getting back to who we were born to be and who we are in our core and tapping into that untapped potential.
When we're put on this earth and we all have this like journey or this path, you know, and you have to go to grade school, and somewhere in grade school, I think that everyone gets bullied. I don't know what happens or why that is. And I don't know if it can stop, but there's this like second grader in all of us, as you were saying, that just become like these people pleasers, yes. You know, whether it's like, oh, you know, I want to get the right answer for the teacher, or, you know, we're getting bullied by the kid next door, or we start noticing, you know, members that we find attractive and we're like, oh, you know, that person's cute, right? It dissuades us for so long, and we keep playing out that same narrative over and over and over again until we decide not to. And how do you help people get that confidence back?
Yes. Oh, Donna, that was so beautifully said. And our conditioning, our programming, which is a self-protection mechanism to help us survive and thrive in this world. And at some point, we have to stop thriving for the world and start thriving for ourselves. So that's what I do. I help women discover who they are outside of the negative thoughts, outside of the inner critic, outside of somebody who abandoned them or neglected them. You know, who are they in their core? What do they want? That is something that I never asked myself, is what do I want? There was a path that was laid out for me, and it was a beautiful path, and it brought me an amazing husband, two beautiful children, a master's, all of these, you know, wonderful things that I love. What did I want? So helping women discover what they want and where they are going so they can be solidified within themselves to go after it regardless of what is going on around them.
The reasons we can't see ourselves for who we really are, like I mentioned, is that we are taught to look outside of ourselves. And then, as I mentioned during my time with Donna Drake, it's because of our programming and our conditioning. There are also internal lies, limiting beliefs. And I say that word and that phrase so loosely because I honestly cannot stand the phrase limiting beliefs. It is, okay, we're not going to go there. But what you know as limiting beliefs, there are core wounds and internalizations, upper limits and unmet expectations that are preventing us from seeing ourselves for who we really are. And then there is the natural hardwiring of our mind that feeds off of negativity. It is driven by fear and it seeks external approval. Every human has stuff like this inside of them, right? Doubts are very common. Fears are very common. I mean, there is literally a whole entire industry dedicated to normalizing that and us being okay of that. So yes, it is normal. Here's the kicker though, and why I'm talking about it, and what I really hope you take away from this episode. As big dreamers, high achievers, natural born leaders, and change makers, all of this, everything that I just listed, is going to be more prevalent in us. Why? Because our desires are way up here. If you think of at the top of a mountain, our desires are way at the top of that mountain. And our mind conditioning, internal lies, generational patterns. I mean, you could literally go on and on and on. It has us, let's say, halfway down that mountain, for instance. Maybe some of us are all the way down at the mountain. Maybe you're three quarters up the mountain. Either way, I hope you can see in this mountain analogy that our desires are oftentimes like they're great. They're on another level, right? But our belief, our mind, where we are, what we feel deserving of, it is on a completely different level. Your desire is to do big things in this world, whether it's to introduce an entirely new product line to the fashion industry no one has ever seen before,
whether it's to fill this world with your music or to create a global community, to impact as many new moms as you can by helping them love their bodies, to help business owners with their taxes and finances so they can use more of their money in the way that they want it to help people heal from the same chronic pain that used to debilitate you. Whatever your dream is, you have this amazing thing on your heart that you want to do. Yet there is stuff that is not in support of where you want to go and who you want to be. This is not from a place of condemning, and I'm not highlighting this from a place of condemning or wrongness or anything like that. This is all a place of awareness. We have it. It's inside of us. It exists. We are conditioned. It's just a thing, right? It's just like the color black. Black is a color. There's no emotional attachment. So with this, what I'm telling you, there's no emotional attachment here. Like, it's just a thing. It's a math equation that exists, that we are constantly conditioned. We are programmed. We have generational patterns. We have quote unquote limiting beliefs and lies and internalizations. It happens in all of us. However, what I'm trying to get across is that as big dreamers who are big visionaries, who want to do amazing, incredible things in this world, have a lot of success and impact. Hopefully I'm painting this vision for you. As big dreamers, we are going to experience and become more aware of these things, of the stuff that is holding us back, because our desires are so big. Does that make sense? So our desires are so big. Let's say they're on a pedestal, right? But our mind, our heart, our beliefs, the words that we're saying to ourselves, everything like that, they're not there yet. And that is not from a place of shame. In fact, from my perspective and standpoint, it is a really beautiful thing when you become aware that you have stuff that you have to work through, because there is so much growth that is available to you. There is so much freedom and solidification and confidence and inner peace, and tapping into your inherent power once you admit that, once you acknowledge those things, once you discover those things. And so where I am in my journey is that I almost seek those things out. Where am I holding myself back? Where am I feeling resistance? Where am I feeling shame? Where am I feeling uncomfortable? Where am I comparing myself? Where am I feeling unworthy, right? What are those things? Show me. I fully embrace them because I now know without a shadow of doubt that if I can recognize those things and if I can have access to them, then I can work through them. And my next level is on the other side of that. My next level of success, impact, whatever it may be, is on the other side of that. And so I'm at the point where I fully embrace it. I fully embrace it. And so I want to say that at some point, and that point looks different for all of us, at some point, we have to face these big rocks that are inside of us, not from a place of you're wrong, you're weak, you're not good enough, you're a failure, but because you have them. It's from, like I was saying, it's from a place of embracing these lies, upper limits, unmet expectations, because you know that the sooner you see them and work through them, the sooner you can soar to your next level. That's all. That's all it is. If we don't face these big rocks, it is likely that we're leaving room on the table. I think that's the phrase. Leaving room on the table, leaving food on the table. Either way, you're leaving something on the table, right? So why would we want that? Why would we not want to reach the fullest physical manifestation of our dream? Why would we want to look back on our life knowing we could have done more or been more? Why would we want to play small, struggle in silence, be unknowingly held back, or constantly battle with ourselves? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, then we don't truly want that, right? But it's this whole, how do we get to the embracing part of it? How do we get over the avoidance, the not pausing part of it? How do we get over this cycle and this tendency and almost this addiction a lot of us have to just keep going, keep working, keep hustling, keep moving forward, keep taking action without ever pausing and going within, like really, really going within? Ed Milet,
who I absolutely love, by the way, Ed Milet, talked about something on one of his podcasts that really, really stuck with me. He said, when I go to heaven and God shows me the person he created me to be, who did all that he created me to do, will I be a stranger to that person? Will I be like a neighbor to that person in the sense that I somewhat know and recognize him or her? Or will I be twins with that person? Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be twins with her. I want to have been so enthralled in my desire and pursuit of being the woman I was created to be, which is the pathway and portal to doing what you're created to do. I know this is a really big and far away thing to mention, but where we are today in terms of how we see ourselves, who we're being, how we're moving, how we're showing up, what choices we're making or not making, what thoughts we're thinking, whether or not we're allowing ourselves to truly feel our feelings, or if we're just simply ignoring them, all of that stuff matters. All of that stuff matters because we don't have to be 9 years old, 7 years old, 50 years old, even 30 years old to know her, to recognize her, to get to know her. All of this plays a part in the longer game. And so it was on my heart to do this episode to emphasize why I'm here as a self-worth and confidence coach and as a host, and why this show is here. It's to help you see yourself for who you really are, to own and recognize all the innate amazing qualities about you as a big dreamer. It's to encourage, empower, and equip you to stand in your inherent power as much as you can. I know from my own personal experience and having the honor to be part of my clients' journeys that when you see the key, which is your own inner brilliance, then your race or your journey to your big dream becomes more aligned, in flow, more solid, more peaceful, more powerful, and oh my gosh, oh so satisfying. So not only do I want that for you, I've been called to do that. It's more than a career or just a podcast. It's a mission, a legacy, and a big part of my purpose. That is what this podcast is all about, is to combat the lies, to combat the conditioning and the programming and who people have said you are and who people have made you believe that you are and who your mind has tricked you to believe. I am here to combat it all. Because not only do I know the truth on a psychological level and a spiritual and energetic level, I have lived this from going to believing lies about myself and thinking and feeling these awful things about myself. I have gone from that place, recognized why I was feeling that way, what it went back to, whether it was lies, internalizations, core wounds. And I have picked myself up, if you will. And so now I live in truth, and my calling is to shine that truth. And so why is that important? Because if you want to be the most confident, satisfied, aligned, clear, use whatever word you want to insert there, when you want to be the most confident version of yourself, you can't be that unless you see that. Does that make sense? Because for so many of us, there are so many lies, so many internalizations, so many outside voices and just stuff that is getting in the way of seeing ourselves clearly. So that is exactly what this podcast is about. That is part of my calling. And seeing yourself is a tremendous part of the journey to being yourself. And admittedly, for a big part of my personal journey, I have felt called to support only female big dreamers. As I preach and practice, though, as you solidify your sense of self, you solidify your calling. And let me tell you, I have really deepened and solidified my sense of self these past few months. I have experienced so many internal quantum leaps that I didn't even realize was possible because of the solidification I already had within myself. It's like when you know you're a strong tree, how can you really get any stronger? I didn't think it was possible, but yes, you can. But again, like I often preach, this journey to getting to know ourselves and ultimately being the most confident and free version of ourselves has many, many layers to it. It's like an onion. As you peel back a layer, there's always another one and another one and another one. And I thought that I had gotten to the bottom or to the top, whichever way you want to go, of like, there are no more layers. There are no more layers. But over these past few months, oh my gosh, I have experienced the more layers. And it is so, so beautiful and amazing. Anyhow, with solidifying my sense of self, I have solidified my calling. So let me share this story with you of how it unfolded in hopes that it fuels you in some way. So I did a beta launch to Unstoppable in early December of 2022. Now, Unstoppable is my Mac Daddy program. It is my deepest, most transformative program that is geared towards absolute total liberation of those lies, internalizations, unmet expectations, conditioning, stuff like that, right? Like, it is for people like me who were ready to do that. To do that work of truly seeing themselves and being themselves. So I did a beta launch to this program in early December. And right after I did the beta launch, I could really sense that something wasn't quite right. I didn't feel as done as I thought it was going to feel. Does that make sense? And being a student of my own work, I knew that this feeling that something is off, I knew that that was an indication to go within. To look under the hood, so to speak. So I did. I hired a coach that I really admired. I really admired her work and I felt called to work with her. And I invested into three of her programs. When I did that, I dove 150% into her work. And as a result of that, I gained even more self-awareness. I recognized some lies and stuff within me that I hadn't seen before. And I did the work to work through them. Then, as I'm going through all of this internal work, I randomly got invited to appear on the Donna Drake talk show, which was the clip that I just played for you. And I've included the link to the full 6-minute interview in the episode description if you want to listen to it. So I was invited to appear on the Donna Drake talk show, and Doug, my husband, and I flew out to New York. We made a whole weekend out of it. It was absolutely incredible. We stayed in a super nice hotel with a super nice bathtub, which, you know, that is important to me. We ate some super yummy pizza, the whole shebang, like Sex and the City vibes all the way around. And the day of the show, being a guest on the show, meeting the other people being interviewed, talking with Donna and meeting her, oh my gosh, it was so, so, so freaking incredible. If you want to hear the juicy details about that weekend, then just send me a DM on Instagram and I'm happy to share this out of this world experience with you. But anyways, so we did the interview. I hugged Donna. She's already my new best friend. It was that type of connection. And as we were walking back through the green room, as we were leaving, she was kind of walking us out. Donna introduces me to a guy named Evan, who's a fashion designer of these really incredible and innovative bridal dresses. Evan's work and his dresses, they're just absolutely amazing. And if Doug and I ever renew our vows, I am definitely getting a hold of one of Evan's dresses, or maybe I'll just do it for fun. I don't know. But anyways, okay. So Donna introduces me to Evan and she mentions that I'm a confidence coach. And Evan's response was, oh, I need some of that. So Evan and I start talking. And of course there was an immediate connection between us. I mean, the whole place was swarming with my kind of people. You know what I mean? There were so many immediate connections with the energy, the magic, everything. It was just so, so good. So Evan and I start talking and he shares with me some of the struggles, some of the things going on inside of him, some of the lies that his mind is telling him. And naturally, I start pouring into him. I start combating all of those lies because I can so clearly see them. And it was a really beautiful experience because there was something about Evan and his dream where I saw him at his fashion show with the models going down the runway, modeling his dresses. And I saw him standing on the sidelines of the fashion show, cheering on the models. That was a really beautiful vision in and of itself. But then even more so, I saw me and my role of who I am. And this is the part that I really want to share with you. My vision was me standing behind Evan, encouraging him as he was able to stand there and cheer on his models. I have chills right now, even talking about it, because this is my role as a self-worth and confidence coach. I just so clearly saw it in that moment in a way that I had not seen it before. And so I am here to tell you that I am standing behind you. I am the voice telling you and pointing out who you are, who you truly are inside, not from a place of fluffiness or some kind of Pinterest inspiration, but from a place of thoroughly knowing this stuff on a psychological level and also from my own journey and my clients' journeys. I know how the mind works. I know the inner workings of who we are. This is my calling. The Holy Spirit speaks to me and through me all day, every day, and just equips me with these things and these visions in order to help big dreamers. Okay, so as I'm talking to Evan and pouring into him, I see this vision, not only of him as a big dreamer and what is possible for him, I also see what my role is and what I make possible because of my dream and who I am and who God has called me to be, okay? So whatever your dream is right now, whether it's involved in the fashion industry like Evan, maybe it's in real estate, maybe it's a coach of some kind, whatever your dream is right now, envision yourself doing the thing that you want to do, standing on the stage, signing the books. What's the autograph? Ooh, total brain fart right there. Signing your autograph on your best-selling books, releasing your music into the world and having just, I don't know, this really big concert, whatever it looks like to quote unquote arrive, right? So if you can see yourself doing the thing that means the most to you and that's on your heart, then I am standing behind you, encouraging you, equipping you, empowering you, lifting you up, helping you discover who you really are so that you can more fully stand on that stage, sign those autographs, and be that person. And not only be that person only when you're on stage, only when you're doing things, but also be that person when you're outside playing football with your son, when you're at your kid's school volunteering, when you're with your spouse, when you're with your friends, when you're in your kitchen by yourself, when you wake up in the morning, whatever it is, that is my role. That is my calling. And I had to create this episode to share that with you. So immediately after when I got back from New York, I felt super jazzed up and my whole brand changed, my whole messaging changed, everything about it, right? Because here I am going from talking to only females and where everything was pretty and it was girly, right? And then I saw this whole shift where I wasn't just talking to females anymore. No, it was more about the dreamers and the drive that us big dreamers have inside of us. And so I immediately got to the minutia of things and making this shift. And I tell you this because I hope in hearing this, like I said, I hope it fuels you in some way and gives you permission and allows you to embrace the evolution of your own calling. Because sometimes, and I have definitely been there, where we get so set on how something is going to look, the way thing is going to look. We get so definitive about it that any type of evolution of it, it can be scary, right? It can be scary. That alone can be a trigger point of the lies that come up within that. So I wanted to share this with you and then also to communicate why this podcast is here and even more exciting where it is going. Because over the past few weeks since my New York trip, I have had the honor and pleasure of interviewing males, which has been really, really fun and exciting. It just adds a whole dynamic to it. But more than anything, it is the caliber of people God has connected me with over the past, I don't know, month or two. It's just absolutely incredible. And from that standpoint, I am so excited for these interviews and episodes to be released because I know you're going to get so much tremendous value out of hearing the variety of dreams that is on people's hearts, to hear the struggles and upper limits and things like that. To hear that people who are already successful and who are already doing big things and are going to continue to do big things in the world, that they're going through, just hearing what they're going through, whether they're currently going through it or whether they have been through it. Like I said, we need to normalize these quote unquote struggles because they're going to happen. And so why can't we embrace it and almost anticipate it? Because we know what is on the other side of it, right? And I know that that right there is a huge shift to embrace things that don't feel good. But hopefully by sharing this caliber of people with you, not only will it help you integrate that if their dream is possible, then your dream is possible. Also, I hope that it minimizes any type of shame or guilt or unworthiness of what you're going through, of what you've been through, of what you will go through. And I really hope that from this episode in particular, you will walk away with knowing that anything you're dealing with right now, there is absolutely no shame around it. There's no wrongness. There is no weakness in it. There is no real reason for you to hide what you're going through and to be embarrassed by admitting, hey, this is coming up for me, and it's a problem, it's a struggle, it's holding me back, or it's getting me down and in my way, whatever it is. There is absolutely no shame in that, because like I said, at some point, we are all going to have to acknowledge and work through these big blocks, and often our tendency is to ignore them and suppress them and view them as bad and wrong and avoid them like the plague, kind of like a taboo subject. That is our tendency. When really, let's normalize it. Let's normalize these things. Let's normalize our seemingly out of this world audacious visions and desires and the amazing life we want to create for ourselves and for our family. Let's normalize these struggles and roadblocks that we're going through so that we can work through them, because there's so much freedom on the other side of it if we'll just acknowledge it. So that is the direction that this podcast is going. You'll definitely be hearing from some incredible women and men. Oh my goodness, the people, the caliber, conversations. I have no doubt that you are going to just hugely benefit from these interviews. So I'm super excited about this new season and this new evolution of the podcast. And if there's anything I've learned over the past 7 years, it's that there is even more utter amazingness about us that we can see from where we are currently standing. I know there are parts of you right now that may really love certain things about yourself. They really love how you do something. They really love and embrace you. And then I know that there are parts of you who seem at war with you, who love to just tear you down and berate you and criticize you and judge you, and you feel like you can't do anything right. And that's hard to wrestle with on any given day, at any given moment. That is so hard. And so when we can truly see these parts of us that are causing us to berate ourselves, or these parts of us that feel held back, they feel unworthy, they feel not good enough, they're wondering, why me? Who am I to do this? Who do I think I am? I've never been good at anything. Why would I be good at this? Those just aspects of us that our tendency is to avoid and ignore. When we can really see why those parts of us are there, what they're indicating to us, and we can really just work through them, it allows us to truly, truly see ourselves, to truly see ourselves underneath all of that hoopla, underneath all of that total bullshit, underneath all of that. You are even more amazing than you realize, even more amazing than anyone has ever recognized in you or given you credit for. I guarantee you, there are things about yourself that you can just see, then that is what really catapults you into being that confident, aligned version of you. Whew, that was beautiful. That was so beautiful. See, that was the Holy Spirit right there. Oh my goodness gracious. Thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you for tuning into this episode. And yes, I love you. I cannot wait for us to continue growing on this journey together. I love hearing from you and connecting with you on Instagram. And yes, you're wonderful. You're amazing. You are great and you are doing great. And tune back in next week as we have our very first male on the show. We are not only going to hear his story about growing up in Nigeria, becoming an author, getting his doctorate, working on his second doctorate. We're also going to talk about inner struggles that he's faced, like the big bad wolf of imposter syndrome, the battle with authenticity and being authentic to yourself. We're also going to talk about external pressures and going against the grain. So if you can resonate with any of this, then I highly, highly, highly recommend that you tune in next week. Be sure to be here, not only from a place of hearing his story, because it is so amazing and just so uplifting and encouraging and inspiring for you, but we're also going to get into the psychological components of things like imposter syndrome and things like that. So, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I will see you next time.